Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Happy 4th of July. If you're listening to this live, it is 4th of July, and we are ending with some fireworks, so to speak, because the passage that we have to read today is unbelievable, mind-blowing passage as Jesus wraps up this little section of what he's saying to his disciples. If you were with us at the beginning of the week, you'll remember we began the week with a beautiful, beautiful prayer that we reflected on. This prayer as we approach scripture saying, where is the one whom my soul loves? That as we approach the word of God, we ask, where is Jesus? Where is my bridegroom? Can you show him to me? And as we ask that, the words on the page that we read lead us to Jesus. Lead us to the one who we love and who loves us. And so we've been reflecting on that through the week as we've been going through the Psalms, as we've been going through John chapter 14, just in the beginning portion, this first paragraph or two has been so powerful. And we talked about, just a little brief recap, we talked about how Jesus, our hearts are not troubled because Jesus, our great intercessor, when he ascends into heaven, goes to prepare a place for us. And he brings our humanity to the right hand of God. And that is our destiny, to go where he goes, because he wants to be with us forever. Such an amazing, beautiful reality. And then we see, you know, Thomas says, how do I get there? And Jesus says, by me. Look at me. Follow me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then finally, yesterday, we talked about the unbelievable, mind-blowing reality that Jesus reveals the Father. He came to show us himself, but came to show us who is the Father and what is he like. So much so that all authority from Jesus is given to him by the Father so that we can see that the works of Jesus are the works of the Father. It's an unbelievable reality. And so we're going to wrap up today on this little section of John 14. But first, we're going to read a little bit of Psalm 21. So if you'll join me as we open a prayer with a psalm. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The King rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed down a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love this. Yesterday, we were talking about the Lord achieving victory for us. And I just love this. The king rejoices in your strength. So David's saying, I rejoice in your strength, O Lord. The Lord is just speaking to me right now as I was praying that. And he was just saying to me, how much stronger would you be every day if you rejoiced in my strength? If I started each day in my own weakness, rejoicing in the strength of the Lord, saying, Lord, I am weak today, but I choose to rejoice in your strength. And I just want to invite you into that very simple reality, as one of the things we want to do on this show is continue to form our hearts and our minds with who God really is and what that means for us as believers. And so as we do that, we want to be dependent on God, and we practice being dependent on God in practical ways. And that's one of the things we can do by doing this, is saying, I'm not relying on my own strength, but I'm relying on the strength of the Lord. Lord, I rejoice. I'm taking joy in your strength. Practice that today. At every moment where you feel weak, Lord, I'm rejoicing in your strength. I'm rejoicing in your strength. So beautiful, so powerful. So let's get back to John 14 here. Yesterday, we finished out with this amazing reality that Jesus reveals the Father. No one has ever seen God the Father, God who is in heaven, the God of the Old Testament, but Jesus reveals him. It's unbelievably powerful. So I want to wrap up here. We're gonna start again at verse 10. Verse 14:10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Holy cow. Like I said, we're ending with some fireworks here. This is an unbelievable passage, friends. What does Jesus say? Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do. A lot of times in scriptures where they say truly, truly, they're meaning, listen up, this is a big thing. He really, really means it. He who believes in me, he who has faith in the only Son of God, he who believes that I reveal the Father, he who believes that I am the way to salvation, if you put your faith in me, you will do the works that I do. This in itself is mind-blowing enough. Look at the Gospels. What are the works that we've seen Jesus do even thus far? Not even going to his death and resurrection. Going before John 14, what are the works that Jesus does? Well, he opens up the Gospel of John. He opens up the Gospel of John. He begins to say, repent and believe in the gospel, right? And he begins his ministry. The first miracle we see, he turns water into wine. He makes a way where there is no way. He says, a miracle of provision is going to be my first work, turning water into wine. Jesus says, that's a work that he does. So he's saying, if you believe in me, you will be able to do miracles of provision where there is nothing. You in my name will be able to bring something. You will be able to, in situations, turn water into wine. That's the first miracle he does. He goes over and over again. He heals the sick. He heals the blind. He finds the blind people on the street. He says, now you can see. People who could not see before, now they can see. That's a work that Jesus did. He said, if you believe in me, you will be able to heal the blind. Those who are sick, those who, the woman with the issue of blood, all of these people in the streets, they say everywhere he went, the sick came to him and they were healed. Healing the sick. If you believe in me, you will be able to heal the sick. Preaching God's word with power in a way that changes hearts. That's a work that he does. You will be able to preach with power, loving people supernaturally. Jesus is constantly encountering people and loving them. If you believe in me, a work that you'll be able to do is love people. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. He says, if you believe in me, you will be able to raise people from the dead. He who believe in me will do the works that I do. We see his works, turning water into wine, healing the sick, making the blind see, dealing with people's hearts, loving them in a supernatural way, preaching the gospel, and raising the dead. He who believes in me will also do the works that I do. Friends, this is us. If you have faith in Jesus, you will be able to do the works that he does. But it doesn't stop there. This is where the fireworks come. That's unbelievable. Dayenu, right? That Hebrew word for it would have been enough for us. We would have been able to do an ounce of the works that Jesus does on the authority of the Father. He gives us the authority of the Father and he says, you will do the works that I do and greater works than these will you do because I go to the Father. Greater works. What's greater than raising someone from the dead? What's greater than what Jesus does on earth? This is the reality of the plan of God, friends. He unites his apostles around him. He says, you come follow me. You repent and believe in the gospel. We come alongside him. We follow him. We lay down our lives. We believe in him. We put our faith in the only Son of God. And he says, this is what now happens. I die. I resurrect. You are baptized into my death. And I go to the Father. I ascend into heaven. And when I ascend, notice he says, you will do greater works than these. Why? Because I go to the Father. When I'm seated at the right hand from my place of glorification and justification, from my place of kingship. This is important.
because Jesus is our friend, he's our savior, and he's also the king. And he teaches in his teaching authority over his disciples. When I'm seated at the right hand of the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit from the throne of God. And under the place of that submission and obedience to the kingship and the lordship of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into your life. And because Jesus goes to the Father and sends the Holy Spirit, now his church on earth is meant to do greater works than when he was on earth. He says, come to me, follow me, come and die. I will raise you to new life. And I will give you the power of my Holy Spirit. And as you live your regular life, as you take your kids to school, as you go to mass, as you live in your vocation, as you walk on this earth, I'm creating you, I'm recreating you, I'm making you new, I'm changing you. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, you are invited to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to heal people's hearts, to do greater works. The power and authority of the only Son of God through your baptism is transferred to you. Remember when the apostles went and they're at the bottom of the hill and they're trying to like cast out the demon and it's not working? And Jesus says, you will have power and authority. The Spirit of God comes upon the apostles. The Spirit of God comes upon us and gives us the authority of the Son over unclean spirits, over demonic activity, over the enemy in our life, over our thought patterns, over our behavior. All of these things, you now have the power and authority of the only Son of God. And what does Jesus say his authority is? From the Father. So this is where the fireworks come. That your reality as a believer is not this boring, mundane, well, I'm just waiting until Jesus comes back to get me, to prepare that place for me. But right now, he's continually sending his Holy Spirit from the throne of God to empower you to do greater works. And I think there's a way that the followers of Jesus, we're kind of walking around in the world with our shoulders slouched, like, okay, we're just trying to get through us. The world is kicking us. Life is kicking me down. I'm just trying to get to the next thing. And we're crumbling under the weight of persecution. We're crumbling under the weight of suffering. We're crumbling under the weight of our own circumstances. And Jesus is saying, stand up straight because you have the authority of the King. What would it look like for Jesus to do greater things than he did on earth through your life? What would it look like for the Holy Spirit to begin to work? And because Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you, and because you put your faith in him, and because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and because he reveals the Father and now is seated at his throne, sending the Holy Spirit to change the realities of your life, to change the lives of the people you're encountering, because he wants to do greater works through you. Not the person next to you, not just through your husband, not just through your priest, not just through your deacon, not just through the ministers of the church, but through every single baptized person, you have the authority to stand in the authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and to defeat the enemy in your life. So Holy Spirit, come upon each believer now and empower them to do greater works. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.